From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The United States partial travel ban goes into effect Thursday night, requiring visa applicants from six majority Muslim nations to have a close relationship with a family member or business in the U.S. in order to be eligible to be admitted to the country. The guidance comes days after the U.S. Supreme Court partially reinstated a travel ban ordered by President Trump that had been held up by lower courts on the grounds that it is unconstitutional. The U.S. is boosting security for all foreign airlines flying into American airports, but it's not, for now, expanding a ban on carrying on laptop computers. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly said the new measure would be phased in over the next few months.
Our enemies are constantly working to find new methods for disguising explosives, recruiting insiders, and hijacking aircraft. I've made a point to talk with everyone I can about securing aviation. I've met with our international partners. I've met with our industry leaders. I've met with our private sector stakeholders. My conclusion is this: it is time that we raise the global baseline of aviation security.
For now, the Department of Homeland Security is not expanding a ban on carrying on laptop computers. The devices were forbidden on planes coming from eight African and Middle Eastern airports in March, after intelligence that Islamic State was seeking to put a bomb inside one. U.S. authorities had been considering expanding the ban to flights from Europe, but some airlines balked at that idea. Iraq said Thursday its forces retook control of the destroyed historic mosque in the city of Mosul, targeted by the Islamic State group 3 years ago. Iraqi forces, backed by airstrikes and ground support from the U.S. coalition, are working to oust the Islamic State fighters from the old city section of western Mosul. This is VOA News. Moscow court on Thursday convicted five people for the murder of the Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov. Nemtsov was an opponent of the Russian government and was especially critical of Moscow's support for Ukrainian separatists. He was shot dead late at night in 2015 as he walked across a bridge near the Kremlin. The five men, all Chechens, were allegedly promised cash for carrying out the assassination. Australian police are charging a top Vatican official with historic sexual offenses. Authorities did not give details of the allegations against Cardinal George Pell, beyond saying there are multiple complaints linked to the charges. Pell says he had been granted leave of absence by Pope Francis to address his situation.
News of these charges strengthens my resolve. And court proceedings now offer me an opportunity to clear my name and then return here back to Rome to work.
Pell, who serves as the chief financial advisor to Pope Francis, was ordered to appear in a Melbourne court on July 18th for a hearing. Pell is the highest-ranking Catholic official to face charges of sexual abuse. Chinese President Xi Jinping began a three-day visit to Hong Kong on Thursday to mark 20 years since the city returned to Chinese rule after being a British colony. The trip will culminate with Xi overseeing the inauguration ceremony for Carrie Lam, who is due to be sworn in Saturday as Hong Kong's first female leader. She said Thursday China wants to look to the future and to ensure the stable development of one country, two systems. South Korean President Moon Jae-in is in Washington for talks with U.S. officials, including dinner Thursday and discussions with President Trump. Speaking to business professionals late Wednesday, Mr. Moon said for too long the fruits of economic growth have been concentrated in hands of an elite few, and that has worsened economic inequality. He also held out the promise of greater economic opportunities if security challenges with North Korea can be overcome to create a unified Korean peninsula. Italian officials say their government has told the European Commission in Brussels it is considering refusing entry to migrants bound for Europe who were rescued from drowning in the Mediterranean. Italy's proposed remedy is to stop non-Italian registered ships from entering its ports if their purpose is to disembark migrants. The Italian Prime Minister accused fellow EU nations of looking the other way and not doing enough to assist Italy with the surge of migrants crossing the Mediterranean. For more news, join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.